In 2013, the U.S. Forest Service was looking for someone to take on a project that would ultimately reduce wildfire risk and rehabilitate a strand of overgrown forest in northeastern Washington. A local lumber company stepped in, but not without argument from environmental groups. They were worried about the potential privatization of a federally required public environmental review. The arguments are part of an ongoing legal case. There's a hearing in Spokane today, and correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
It's been 5 years since Colville-based Vaughan Brothers Lumber Incorporated submitted the one and only proposal to take on the A to Z project. It's called A to Z because what the company accepted responsibility for was everything from start to finish. A lengthy and federally required environmental analysis, public comment, and the actual work.
This is a Forest Service stewardship contract that was paid for using private dollars.
Curtis Vaughan is the company's vice president of operations.
With the idea that the Forest Service didn't have enough manpower or money to put forth the effort and do this large scale of a project.
Vaughan says the company has invested somewhere between $4 and $5 million, but environmentalists like Jeff Jewell oppose the project.
The politicians, the timber companies, and a lot of proponents of active management and logging in national forests are fond of saying that the agency is not funded well enough to do its job.
He's worried that what the Forest Service, Vaughan Brothers, and other environmental groups, including the Lands Council, the Nature Conservancy, and Conservation Northwest are calling collaboration is really just a way to privatize public land management.
The conflict of interest to me is quite obvious that they're going to design a timber sale that makes a profit for them. They're not going to necessarily design a timber sale or a project that is best for the public, for the wildlife, for the fisheries, for the people who recreate on that piece of land.
In 2016, the Montana-based Alliance for the Wild Rockies argued unsuccessfully for a preliminary injunction to stop A to Z. They appealed to the Ninth Circuit and lost last summer. Now, both sides are awaiting a federal court decision. Regardless of the outcome, wildfires continue to rage across the Northwest. And managing for wildfire is one benefit Vaughan Brothers and the Forest Service say comes out of A to Z.
And this project, the A to Z project, it was the first time they ever tried that.
The project recently caught the eye of documentary filmmaker Jeff Austinson.
So we're interested in this topic, this A to Z project, because it's a possible solution for the big problem, which is we can't get enough treatment done on the forests across the West, and they're burning up.
Austinson owns and runs North 40 Productions in Wenatchee, Washington. He's seen massive wildfire there rip through the homes of friends in his community. He recently toured the A to Z project with the interim chief of the U.S. Forest Service, Vicki Christensen.
We're not going to get out of this predicament in this nation if we don't do something differently.
Whether A to Z is the answer, or even if it's legal, is still the question. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.